This is KUT. Around the country, Republican congressmen are facing angry crowds at their town hall meetings, mostly from people defending the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Republicans have said they plan on repealing the law in the coming months. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, these showdowns will likely not be seen here anytime soon because Republican congressmen representing the Austin area are not holding town hall meetings while they are in town this week.
It wasn't too long ago that Tea Party activists were gearing up to give members of Congress a piece of their mind. To jog your memory, here's what one held by Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett of Austin sounded like.
Our national... I'm going to answer your question. If you don't want to hear it, that's fine. Just a minute.
This was 2009, and this anger helped catapult the GOP back into power. And now Democrats are gearing up to take the Tea Party's place in some way. In fact, in his last interview as president, Barack Obama said on the podcast Pod Save America that the best way to defend the law was to take a page out of the Tea Party playbook.
I think the work is local as opposed to federal. I would pay a lot of attention to what the Tea Party did fighting the Affordable Care Act.
And this advice was apparently heard. Here in Austin, folks are already getting to work on fighting Republicans and the Trump administration at a local level. Andrew Matthews says he recently joined a local group called Indivisible Austin, which is preparing to follow the Tea Party model.
Which was not so much a movement of a protest, but just civic engagement. Just knowing who your local representatives are.
Matthews, like a lot of people in his group, isn't a professional political organizer. He's a filmmaker. So he says he's learning as he goes here, but he does have an overall vision of what he wants to see happen.
My goal is just to keep people interested in their local representatives, keep them aware of that, and keep the dialogue open with their local representatives, and then how do we sort of sustain that level of engagement so that it's a way of life rather than just something we do for 2 or 3 months because we're all freaked out about Trump.
But for now, letter writing, emails, and phone calls are going to have to be all they do. Even though some members of Congress from across the country have been holding events in recent days, there are no local town hall meetings scheduled to be held by one of Austin's 5 Republican congressmen this week. Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn haven't announced anything. Representative Mike McCall's office says he doesn't have anything planned, but he may be holding something next week. Representative Bill Flores' office says he's meeting with constituents, but not holding town halls until possibly April. Representative Lamar Smith's office says he's also just meeting with constituents. Representative Roger Williams' office says he has, quote, an active work schedule this week. And Representative John Carter's office says he's not scheduling a town hall either. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.